From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Lows tonight in the lower 60s, highs tomorrow in the upper 80s. It's 89 degrees in Lawrence at 306.
Jackie Northam, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, lots of other frequencies all around the state, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org, streaming 24 hours a day, both KPR and KPR2. You can also visit us via the KPR app. We have one for Apple, we have one for Android. Lots of neat features. Audio on demand, quick links to things like becoming a member of KPR, which you can do right now at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling 888-577-5268 or, as mentioned, on the app.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence with heirloom quality furniture by Acornis, Copeland, Sisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines, then genetic testing to diagnose rare diseases can be expensive and hard to access, especially for people who live in rural areas. The diagnosis can actually take months.
It was a lot of waiting, anticipating, and I was already anxious.
Coming up on KPR, how researchers at Children's Mercy Hospital are working to shorten diagnostic wait times and make genetic testing more accessible in rural Kansas. It's all coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
Kansas Public Radio thanks JB's Cali Fusion for providing lunch for our membership drive. JB's, serving up Mexican and fusion foods at 805 Vermont Street in downtown Lawrence. Lows in the lower 60s tonight, highs in the upper 80s tomorrow. It's 20 minutes past 3.
A big thank you to JB's at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also pledge on the KPR app or give us a call at 888-577-5268. And thanks.
Live from NPR News in Culver City, California, I'm Dwayne Brown. The Harris campaign says the vice president is ready for a second debate after sparring last night with former President Donald Trump in the battleground Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. They clashed over a series of issues ranging from the war in Ukraine, health care, abortion, and throughout the debate, immigration. Harris struck a nerve when she brought up Trump's campaign rallies. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben tells us Harris appears to have gotten the better of him.
There was pretty wide agreement that Harris did what she had to do last night. You even saw this among across the pundit class, but even among the right-leaning people on Fox News. You heard some people, for example, Brit Hume, saying that, yeah, she laid out her case, told voters who she is and what she wants to do. Meanwhile, Donald Trump allowed himself to get baited by her. He appeared very angry at various points. He yelled.
NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben. Trump says he doesn't know if he'll have another debate with Harris before the election in less than 2 months. A judicial reform bill in Mexico that could disrupt trade here in the U.S. has passed in the country's Senate. From Texas Public Radio, Pablo De La Rosa has more.
The controversial amendment to introduce popular elections for judges passed the upper house of Mexico's Congress to widespread protests. The Mexican peso dropped sharply against the dollar on Tuesday ahead of the vote amid concerns about democratic instability. The bill also reforms regulatory agencies that must remain in compliance with international trade commitments. U.S. Ambassador to Mexico Ken Salazar said in August the reforms would threaten Mexico's historic trade relationship with the U.S. and Canada. The bill must now be ratified by a majority of states to become law. I'm Pablo de la Rosa in McAllen.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The number of Kansans receiving cash assistance from a federal program for families in need is the lowest it's been in nearly 15 years. Daniel Caudill explains.
Since 2009, Kansas has seen a nearly 80% decrease in the number of households getting monthly aid through TANF, short for Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. State auditors say stricter eligibility requirements passed under Republican former Governor Sam Brownback played a role in that decrease. Sam Dads is with the Kansas Legislative Division of Post Audit.
The research we reviewed suggested that TANF rules, like those in Kansas, lead to mostly negative program outcomes for TANF families.
Dads also says the federal government hasn't adjusted the amount of money Kansas gets through TANF since the program was created more than 25 years ago. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
Analysts say a Missouri ballot measure that could undo the state's strict abortion ban could relieve some demand at Kansas clinics. The Guttmacher Institute, a research group supporting abortion rights, estimates nearly 3,000 Missourians traveled to Kansas for abortions last year. State Policy Director Candace Gibson says if Missouri enshrines abortion rights, it could make it easier for Kansans to get appointments locally.
It definitely would allow another access point, right, and reduce some of the pressure that I think a lot of clinics and providers are facing right now.
Kansas law allows abortion up to 22 weeks of pregnancy. The Missouri measure, if passed, would allow abortions up to around 24 weeks. Abortion rights opponents are denouncing yesterday's decision by the Missouri Supreme Court to allow voters to consider the measure in November. A University of Kansas professor of ecology says trees are invading and dramatically transforming the Great Plains. Evolutionary biologist Town Peterson says indigenous populations traditionally burned dry grasslands and suppressed tree growth. But for the past 150 years, trees have been spreading from urban areas.
It's, you know, red cedars that are just going wild with fire suppression. And then partly it's these spots across the region, which are the cities.
Peterson came to the conclusion after retracing the steps of a 19th century railroad photographer and replicating his images of the once treeless Kansas prairie. The so-called Repeat Photography Project took Peterson to 50 different sites across the state. Mostly clear skies throughout northeast and east central Kansas tonight and for the next several days. Lows tonight in the lower 60s, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. Lows around 60 tomorrow night, highs in the lower 80s for Friday. Still clear Friday night, lows in the upper 50s. This is KPR and it's 3:35.
This is All Things Considered from
to the list. That saves a lot of money and probably cuts their climate impact too. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Genetic testing can offer answers for people with rare diseases, but there are still barriers to accessing it, especially in rural areas. Experts at Children's Mercy Kansas City are working to remove those barriers. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has this look at families taking part in the program.
Celina sits in north central Hoisington and Great Bend. Their goal is to eventually enroll 30,000 families. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KMUW, KCUR, and High Plains Public Radio, reporting on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You will find this story and others like it at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Vincent Gardner and Michael Davidson on trombones, Wednesday, September 25th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, celebrating 25 years of serving the KPR listening area. Class scheduled and more information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. That's going to happen at 4:01. Then, former President Donald Trump squared off against current Vice President Kamala Harris at yesterday's debate, with Harris defending the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Well, I will tell you, I agreed with President Biden's decision to pull out of Afghanistan. Four presidents said they would, and Joe Biden did.
More on last night's contest coming up with Jasmine Garst and Juana Summers here on KPR. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. We do not have any rain in the forecast, aside from a very slight chance of showers on Monday, but all the way through Tuesday of next week. It's 10 minutes before 4.
And you are...
This afternoon at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268.
Again, every single one of those gifts is significant, which just goes to show you how maybe I as an individual can't do much to change the world, but me plus Jeff plus Joel plus Amber plus all the people who are listening, we make great radio together. We make Kansas Public Radio happen. You make Kansas Public Radio happen when you become, take that step from being a listener to becoming a listener member. Make your pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
NPR is here for the lifelong learners, the investigators, the curious. It's here for you. Keep listening and growing with NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Mostly clear skies tonight, low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s. News headlines are coming up next. It's 4 o'clock.
Oil was up $1.56 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on ARM. ARM.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
90 degrees in Topeka, 90 degrees here on the KU campus in Lawrence, 91 in Manhattan. It is 4:06.
Outages. And then in the Gulf of Mexico, oil and gas companies have evacuated workers from offshore operations.
Just in a sentence or two, where is the storm going next?
You know, it's going to lose its strength pretty rapidly as it comes inland and head over Mississippi and points north.
NPR's Debbie Elliott in New Orleans. Thanks. Stay safe. Stay dry.
Thanks, Ari. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Waldo Folk, a music showcase presenting Irish singer-songwriter via Austin, Texas, Pat Byrne. September 11th at 7 in the Tap Room at Waldo Pizza in KC. Tickets at waldofolk.com.
Stick around. Play more All Things Considered still to come in our next half hour. Take a look at how President Biden, Vice President Harris, and former President Donald Trump are marking the anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. Then, three major wildfires are burning in Southern California. Fire crews have their hands full.
It's just extreme condition to be in. And this time of year, everybody's tired. They're probably coming up on 1,000 hours of overtime since early June.
A longtime wildland firefighter talks more about what the job is actually like coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans with wealth management and investment planning across the state. Details at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Mostly clear skies in the forecast tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine, highs in the upper 80s, down around 60 tomorrow night, highs in the lower 80s for Friday. Clear skies Friday night, lows in the upper 50s, sunshine on Saturday, highs in the mid 80s. We really only have one very slight chance of precipitation, and that doesn't happen till Monday, so really stable late fall weather here throughout the KPR listening area. It's 90 degrees in Lawrence, it's 90 degrees in Topeka, 89 in Abilene, 88 in Atchison. This is KPR, and it's 420.
And good afternoon and welcome.
This is for U.S. companies, including U.S. automakers and consumers. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
Well, stocks finished higher on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The number of Kansans receiving cash assistance from a federal program for families in need is the lowest it's been in nearly 15 years. Daniel Caudle reports.
Since 2009, Kansas has seen a nearly 80% decrease in the number of households getting monthly aid through TANF, short for Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. State auditors say stricter eligibility requirements passed under Republican former Governor Sam Brownback played a role in that decrease. Sam Dads is with the Kansas Legislative Division of Post Audit.
The research we reviewed suggested that TANF rules, like those in Kansas, lead to mostly negative program outcomes for TANF families.
Dads also says the federal government hasn't adjusted the amount of money Kansas gets through TANF since the program was created more than 25 years ago. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudle at the State House.
A new state law requires Kansas school districts to prove that extra funding for struggling students is making a difference for those children. State education leaders say they will start fulfilling the new requirements this year with 13 trial districts. But they already see problems with tracking progress the way that lawmakers want. Deputy Education Commissioner Frank Harwood says the law requires schools to track groups of 10 or more students, which can be a challenge for many rural districts.
We have several districts that don't have 10 third graders, let alone 10 free lunch third graders. Just the logistics of how some of that will work out will have to be worked out in the pilot.
Conservative lawmakers pushed for the change because they say some districts misuse money set aside for at-risk students. Under the new law, districts that don't meet test score goals could lose some state funding. A University of Kansas professor of ecology says trees are invading and dramatically transforming the Great Plains. Evolutionary biologist Town Peterson says indigenous populations traditionally burned dry grasslands and suppressed tree growth. But for the past 150 years, trees have spread from urban areas.
It's, you know, red cedars that are just going wild with fire suppression. And then partly it's these spots across the region, which are the cities.
Peterson came to the conclusion after retracing the steps of a 19th century railroad photographer and replicating his images of the once treeless Kansas prairie. The so-called Repeat Photography Project took Peterson to 50 different sites across the state. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear and dry, slight chance of showers on Monday. But until that time, no rain in the forecast. Tonight's low in the lower 60s, highs in the upper 80s tomorrow, lows around 60 tomorrow night. It's 435.
This is All Things.
Dokochayev says when he graduated from school, he and his friends started a youth political party called the First Free Generation.
Because we were the first generation who were actually Soviet free. Yeah, little did we know.
Now he and his colleagues can't imagine going back to Russia, at least while Vladimir Putin is president. They started the Straightforward Foundation this year to become pro bono literary agents for Russians writing about topics that Putin is censoring. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
This is NPR News.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Research shows that keeping up with news helps people engage more knowledgeably in public life. And you know that Morning Edition from NPR News is a news show that covers all aspects of public life, from politics to business to culture and entertainment. Knowledge that might be even more useful in, oh, say, an election year? Engage with Morning Edition every weekday.
You can do that on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, right here on KPR. Tomorrow, your hosts are Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Arts. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, online always at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, we will get some post-debate takeaways from Domenico Montanaro and David Folkenflik as they analyze last night's contest. That story and a whole lot more still to come on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Also want to mention we do have classical music coming up following All Things Considered tonight at 7 o'clock on your KPR 1 stations. Destiny will help get you through the evening. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 10 minutes before 5.
And welcome. Thanks for joining us for All Things.
The journalism that we have to offer, and we are proud to do it, but know that that comes at a cost. All Things Considered also comes to you on the weekends from 4 to 5 o'clock. So we're keeping you informed Monday through Sunday with All Things Considered and with NPR News at the top of the hour. It's worthy of your support. Pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org.
With the school year starting and summer winding down, it can be hard to adjust your routines. But when it comes to news, Morning Edition does the work for you. Listen weekdays from NPR News.
It's a great way to start off your day with the latest news and information, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAMV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. It's 5 o'clock.
At ajws.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
It's 90 degrees in Topeka, 89 in Lawrence, 90 in Manhattan. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. Many other frequencies as well, all listed for you conveniently at kansaspublicradio.org, where we are streaming 24 hours a day.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
This is one of those times of the year where we come to you to ask for your support of this public radio station. You can make your pledge right now at kansaspublicradio.org or you can give us a call at 888-577-5268. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We will learn about researchers at Children's Mercy Hospital working to shorten diagnostic wait times and make genetic testing more accessible in rural Kansas. That is all yet to come on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Greg and Dana Newkirk's Haunted Objects Live, September 28, featuring history, folklore, and true-life accounts of haunted artifacts. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. If you like that sort of thing, you're in luck. We're going to see temperatures very similar to that all the way through Tuesday of next week. No rain in sight with the exception of one very slight chance of showers on Monday during the day. But I wouldn't get your hopes up. It's 89 degrees in Lawrence. It is 90 in Topeka, 88 in Abilene. It's 520.
And thanks for joining us for All Things Considered.
They're now putting the odds of a victory in favor of Harris. Maria Aspen, NPR News, New York.
Meanwhile, stocks finished higher today on Wall Street after report shows inflation dipped to its lowest level in 3 years. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The number of Kansans receiving cash assistance from a federal program for families in need is now the lowest it's been in nearly 15 years. Daniel Caudill reports.
Since 2009, Kansas has seen a nearly 80% decrease in the number of households getting monthly aid through TANF, short for Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. State auditors say stricter eligibility requirements passed under Republican former Governor Sam Brownback played a role in that decrease. Sam Dads is with the Kansas Legislative Division of Post Audit.
The research we reviewed suggested that TANF rules, like those in Kansas, lead to mostly negative program outcomes for TANF families.
Dads also says the federal government hasn't adjusted the amount of money Kansas gets through TANF since the program was created more than 25 years ago. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
Analysts say a Missouri ballot measure that could undo the state's strict abortion ban could relieve some demand at Kansas clinics. The Guttmacher Institute, a research group that supports abortion rights, estimates nearly 3,000 Missourians traveled to Kansas for abortions last year. State Policy Director Candace Gibson says if Missouri enshrines abortion rights, it could make it easier for Kansans to get appointments locally.
It definitely would allow another access point, right, and reduce some of the pressure that I think a lot of clinics and providers are facing right now.
Kansas law allows abortion up to 22 weeks of pregnancy. The Missouri measure, if passed, would allow abortions up to around 24 weeks. Abortion rights opponents are denouncing yesterday's decision by the Missouri Supreme Court to allow voters to consider the measure in November. A new state law requires Kansas school districts to prove that extra funding for struggling students is making a difference for those children. State education leaders say they will start fulfilling the new requirements this year with 13 trial districts. But they already see problems with tracking progress the way lawmakers want. Deputy Education Commissioner Frank Harwood says the law requires schools to track groups of 10 or more students, and that can be a challenge for many rural districts.
We have several districts that don't have 10 third graders, let alone 10 free lunch third graders. Just the logistics of how some of that will work out will have to be worked out in the pilot.
Conservative lawmakers pushed for the change because they say some districts misuse money set aside for at-risk students. Under the new law, districts that don't meet test score goals could lose some state funding. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night's low around 60 degrees into the lower 80s for Friday. You're listening to KPR and the time is 5:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Genetic testing can offer answers for people with rare diseases, but there are still barriers to accessing it, particularly in rural areas. Experts at Children's Mercy Kansas City are working to remove some of those barriers. Beck Shackelford-Wongonga of the Kansas News Service has this look at families taking part in the program.
Celina sits in North Central.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KMUW, KCUR, and High Plains Public Radio, reporting on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You'll find this story and others like it at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting the 25th Annual Collage Concert, showcasing student musicians and KU's Marching Jayhawks. September 14th, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center, open to the public. Details at music.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, and many other frequencies scattered around the state.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
Stay tuned. Another hour of All Things Considered coming right up. We will have more post-game roundup from last night's debate. And, of course, we'll have more regional headlines. Kansas Public Radio thanks JB's Cali Fusion for providing lunch during our membership drive. JB's, serving up Mexican and fusion foods at 805 Vermont Street in downtown Lawrence. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Hey, folks, it's Jeff Watson here, your host for
NPR and this station are supported by the communities we serve. In return, our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAMB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can make your pledge of support right now. kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.